A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit the notification bell. If you have been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, I discuss all things MTN 8 Wafa Wafa. So, Mamelodi Sundowns have beaten Kaizer Chiefs 2-1 on penalties. So, this is a post-match analysis of how that game played out. So, I will then start with Mamelodi Sundowns with regards to how they lined up for this encounter. So, the red team will represent Mamelodi Sundowns. So, they did start with their traditional 3-4-3. So, in goals, they had Kennedy Mwini as the right-sided centre-half. They had Rushin Duruk as the libero. They had Rivaldo Kutsia as the left-sided centre-half. They had Musa Lebusa, who also wore the captain's armband. And then in the midfield, a new midfield pair of Hashim Domingo, Mtobi Mvala. And then as the right wing-back, they had Mudau. As the left wing-back, they had Lila Kay. And then up front, they had Shalulile, Zwane, and Aubrey Mudiba. So, with regards then to this lineup, bit surprised with regards to the selection and goals. Yes, Onyango was not available for this one. However, I personally would have thought that Ricardo Goss would have gotten the nod ahead of Kennedy Mwini. However, the experienced man did start in goals. And then when we look at the back three, happy with that. And then when we go into midfield, this is where I had an issue. So I will start with the midfield pair. So I was happy with Hashim Domingo. I think he had a very good performance. And what I liked about Hashim Domingo is that he was also very involved from a defensive perspective. So we saw him getting stuck in. We saw him winning balls in midfield, which is something that we're not used to when it comes to Hashim Domingo's game. He's always been very good on the ball and offensively sound. However, the part of his game that has lacked is the defensive side, you know, being able to combat in midfield and winning those balls back. And today I really saw that from him. So I was very happy with his performance. And then with Mvala, so I will say that Mvala had a good performance, and he even got the assist for Temba Zwane's goal. However, personally, I would have not started with him, because I just feel that when it comes to game management in midfield, that's where Ajali is more experienced and more important. And when you look at how this game played out, and you look at the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns were 2-0 up, I think then, had Dali been in the heart of midfield, he then would have been able to manage the game a lot better. Because when you 2-0 up, it's very important that you manage the game. You know, to a certain degree, you could see the game out and you could close it out. Because I think from that perspective, with regards to the goals, you've already won. It's just about managing the game and seeing it out. Whereas with Mtobi Mvala, at times I felt that he made a couple of mistakes, a couple of loose passes, and Kaizer Chiefs could have easily capitalized on that, but they didn't. And then in the right wing back position, Mudau, I think he had a very good performance. However, in that position, I would have gone with a Thapelo Morena by virtue of the fact that A, more experience, B, he's got a better delivery. So whenever Mudau did overlap and did find himself in a position to whip the ball in, his delivery wasn't always as impressive. However, I will say that he still had a good performance on the day. And then when we have a look at the other wing back, Lila Kay. Yeah, I think Lila Kay had a very, very good performance. And I say that because, firstly, what a beautiful assist. You know, secondly, you look at his shot that hit the top bar. I mean, this was a man who was having a great game, you know, and I think what he brings to this Mamelodi Sundown side from the left-hand side is such a complete footballer, you know, so he can give you assists and he can get you the goals as well. I think he had a really, really good performance. And then when we look at the front three for Mamelodi Sundowns, Aubrey Mudiba, Zwane, and then Shalulile. So I'll start with Mudiba. So Mudiba, for me, he was a bit quiet in this game, in my opinion, and didn't really live up to the expectation. However, maybe as the season progresses, he will start to find his feet within that front three. However, the two players that I was most impressed by, the men who did get the goals, was Shalulile and Themba Zwane. So these two players were absolutely phenomenal today. So when you look at their energy and you look at how well they linked up together, you know, I was very impressed by Shalulile with regards to how he was able to occupy the right spaces and that goal that he scored with his head. I mean, you know, being able to get in between Kadoso and Matoho, you know, two players who are good in the air, and he was able to beat them and get that goal. Very impressed with how he finished as well, you know. And then when we look at Themba Zwane, I think he had a great game. You know, we saw glimpses and what Themba Zwane really is made of, you know, when he's the whole system dictating terms and just running the show, pulling up in the half, pulling up in the half spaces, pulling up in zone 14, sometimes dropping deep into the central zone to play and just dictating terms for Sundowns, popped up in that space and he got his goal, which I think was a really, really good finish. You know, players sometimes when they find themselves in that position, they tend to panic. However, Zwane was able to beautifully finish that and picked his spot, hit the post and went in. I thought that was a really, really good finish. However, let's then move on to Kaizer Chiefs and have a look at how they lined up. So, Kaizer Chiefs then went with a 4-2-3-1, which sometimes transitioned into a 4-4-2 by virtue of the fact that Nukovic and Parker would be a lot more central up top. But when we have a look at it then, at the personnel, they had Kune in goals. At right back, Njabulo Blom. Two center backs, we had Matoa as a right-sided center half, Kadoso as a left-sided center half. At left back, you then had Santi. The two pivots in the middle, you had Nange and you had Cole Alexander. And then you had Sikota starting on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, you had Biliat, you had Parker, and then you had Nukovic. So, I must say that going into this encounter, by virtue of the fact that Stuart Baxter had made Kune the captain, I won't say I was surprised that he started, because once a player becomes the club captain, he's most likely to be involved in most of the games. So Kune came in for this one. And I must say that he made a couple of very impressive saves. And at times, you know, he was able to keep Chiefs in the game. So then when we have a look at the back line, I'll start with Njabulo Blom. I think at times he really struggled. So what Sundowns would do is you find that they would overload the right-hand side. And whenever they did overload the right-hand side and Njabulo Blom would be sucked in, they'd look to hit Lila Kay. And Lila Kay then would either deliver the ball into the box or he then would pop up in that area. And there's a time when he popped up in there, he hit the post. So I think at times he struggled defensively from that perspective. However, what I will say about him is that he managed to get that very, very important assist, which got Kaizer Chiefs back into the game, which was very important for Kaizer Chiefs. And Bernard Parker finished really well. And then when we look at the two center halves, personally, I will say that I was a bit surprised that they both started. I would have thought that Ngobo would have started over Matoho, especially because Matoho, in my opinion, doesn't have the legs anymore. And Ngobo just reads the game better from a centre-half perspective. And if you look at where Kaizer Chiefs struggled when it comes to their defensive department, first of all, the aerial ball, when Shalulile popped up, and then when Sundowns were manipulating the half spaces, playing in zone 14 and overloading the central zones, that's where Kaizer Chiefs struggled. And I think then Njabulo Ngobo would have been better suited to deal with that by virtue of the fact that he reads the game a lot better and he's able to anticipate things that most defenders within this country aren't able to. He's a lot quicker as well, so I think he would have been a better fit for this Kaizer Chiefs side. And when we then have a look at Santi at left back, Yeah, I wouldn't say he had a great performance. You know, I was disappointed with his final ball. There's times when he got into very good areas where I think he could have delivered a very good ball and that could have gotten Chiefs in, but he didn't. So I won't say that I was impressed by his performances, because I think he can do a lot better, especially when it comes to his final ball. Moving in then into midfield, I think this double pivot were very instrumental in keeping Chiefs in the game, especially when you consider how Sundowns were playing. And at times, Sundowns would overload the central areas, and you had Lila K keeping the width, you had Mudao keeping the width as well. And this is what Sundowns did very well. This is what they do. And then you'd have Zwane dropping in. Mudiba would drop in. Then you had Mvala. You had Hashim Domingo. Sometimes Rivaldo Kutsia would join. And then you had them overloading the central zone at sometimes 4 players, sometimes 5 players. So what these two did in today's game, what they were going to do and how they approached the game was always going to be very important with regards to making sure that they nullify Sundowns from the central zones and the half spaces perspective. And when you look at them, they really put in a very good shift today, I think. And as the season develops, I think that they'll become a very good double pivot in midfield. You know, I think they can really grow for Kaizer Chiefs and become a solid double pivot in that midfield. And then when we look at Parker, very surprised he started. I would have never started Parker. I would have gone with Njabulo Ngobo. And yeah, surprised that he started. However, he did get the goal. And yeah, when you then look at Sikhota, I think Sikhota in the first half, he was their liveliest player. So he was the player who looked the best on the ball. And he did put in a couple of balls into the box, which were actually very good. I just think that if Nukovic and Parker's awareness was a lot better, they could have finished. And then when you look at Biliat, I think he started slow, but he grew into the game. And he managed to get the equalizer for Kaizer Chiefs, which then made it 2-2. With regards to Nukovic, yeah, very disappointed by his performance today. Yeah, I just didn't see anything. And especially when the game developed, we saw him drifting out wide at times. And I just feel if you're not going to use Nukovic as a center forward, don't use him at all. Then rather maybe then go with the false nine and have Ngobo, an extra ball player, in there. But when we look at then how the game developed, so from a game management perspective, Sundowns were very poor. I mean, to forgo a 2-0 lead, that for me was, that was very, very poor by Sundowns. You know, they're not known for that. They're not known to concede so many goals. So I was very disappointed with their defending. And I must say that when you look at how the game transitioned second half, Sundowns, yeah, they started to lose energy, and they just weren't themselves. And in my opinion, they couldn't put passes together in the right areas of the pitch. They couldn't trouble Kaizer Chiefs in the right areas of the pitch. And that's when Kaizer Chiefs started to grow into the game. From that perspective, when Kaizer Chiefs grew into the game and they got the equalizer with Biliat, courtesy of Keegan Dolly coming off the bench with his first pass, very beautiful defense-splitting pass that got Kamabiliat in on goal, scores that. At that point, I just feel that Stuart Baxter then should have looked to introduce Ukhatebe and Kosipile Ngobo around the 70th minute, as opposed to introducing them in extra time. And I say that because this Sundowns team was just losing their energy and they were starting to drop a lot deeper. However, the one positive that I can highlight from a Mamelodi Sundowns perspective is Neo Maema. Whoa, I'm very, very impressed by him and his performance today. You know, I think this is a player who's going to grow in stature, and I see him fitting into the starting 11 in the very near future. His combination play in the second half with Temba Zwane, and his energy and his intelligence on the ball is what I think kept Sundowns ticking, is what kept Sundowns going. Otherwise, if he wasn't there, I just think that Sundowns, from a creative perspective and from a midfield perspective, they were going to struggle a lot more. But Maema created so many chances, and he was able then to get his foot on the ball and show us what he has. And he's a very impressive player. However, then, when we look at extra time, naturally so, by virtue of the fact that it's the first game of the season and players aren't up to 100% with regards to their fitness levels, the tempo of the game started to die down. When the tempo of the game dies down, the quality of the game also dies down. And eventually then it just looked like both teams were just playing not to concede. It then went to the penalty shootout, which I must say that from an officiating perspective, I was disappointed with, by virtue of the fact that Kennedy Mwini did step off his line multiple times. A. B. Lila Kay's penalty did actually cross the line, and it was then ruled as a penalty miss, as opposed to it being ruled as a goal, whereas there was an assistant referee right there. So, very disappointed with the officiating. However, then the result is 2-1 to Mamelodi Sundowns on penalties. So, very, very, very impressed with Kennedy Mwini. His experience came through on the day, saved four penalties, and he scored one himself. And the confidence and the experience, you know, displayed with his penalty kick, you know, the arrogance to just roll it past Kune's foot, and Kune was, Kune was struggling to get to it. That, for me, just epitomizes how experienced the man is. However, Sundowns do then go through to the semifinals of the MTN 8. And Kennedy Mwini is the man of the match. And, in my opinion, one of the best goalkeepers when it comes to penalties, by virtue of the fact that he saved four penalties. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was really MTN 8 Wafa Wafa action-packed encounter between Mamelodi Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs. So Sundowns do then progress to the semi-finals, and Kaizer Chiefs do bow out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. And as always, I am your host with the most, and I go by the name of Luyolo, signing out.
Thank you.